This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Probably the last time I guess we're going to talk much about Thanksgiving here on the program, huh?
Maybe Thanksgiving, but definitely not food.
Well, no, we never stop talking about food,
no.
Do we? That's a never-ender. You guys have big plans for Thanksgiving at all this year?
Yeah, we usually try, if they don't have on the same day, to get to at least one of them on each side. So mm-hmm. I think on Saturday, we've got my side, and then Thanksgiving Day, we have Mike's side.
Oh, excellent.
Yes. So.
Excellent. I'm going to try something that I haven't done in 27 years.
Yeah?
I'm going to enjoy Thanksgiving with my family.
Very nice. I would say it's about due time.
Well, just we've never since I moved to Atlantic in 1988, we've never had a chance to do anything with my family for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So this year, I'm going to keep in suspense. I'm not going to tell you if we're going there or they're coming here.
Okay.
But we're going to spend some time with we're going to do Thanksgiving as a family.
Very nice.
So something a little bit different there for us. Family was always important for us when it came to the holidays growing up. Did you guys always have a lot of family around for the different holidays?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's the way we always were. I was blessed that both sides, my mom's side, my dad's side of our family, got along great. You know, sometimes you hear the old in-law stories and things and feuding and this and whatever else, but our two sides just got along terrific.
Yeah.
And my grandmother and grandpa, my dad's side, is where we always used to go for most of the holidays. And they would always invite my grandmother. I lost my mom's side. I lost him when I was, I think, 4 years old. So, you know, we never really spent a lot of holidays, mm-hmm. obviously, together there. But my grandmother, my uncle, lived with my grandmother as well. They always invited them over to be a part of it, too. So it was always kind of neat that the family all got, there. And even for, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas, the big holidays, there'd even be more extended family there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my father and my aunts would have, like, their cousins and and their relatives there and their aunts and uncles
mm-hmm.
who lived in the area. A lot of the family on my dad's side didn't move very far. My mom's side's a little spread out, Missouri, Florida.
Yeah.
Dad's side, they all kind of live, you know, in the same community, real close together. So we always got together with a lot of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it was always kind of fun. You know, we were talking the other day about pies.
Mm-hmm.
And how many pies my grandmother used to make. I mean, it was just incredible. We'd show up for Thanksgiving, and I swear she'd have like 7, 8, 9 pies.
Wow.
She'd always have at least 2 pumpkin pies mm-hmm. because it's Thanksgiving. It's
right.
Pumpkin pie, you know. So there'd be at least a couple of pumpkin pies, but she'd always have like a cherry, an apple, a blueberry. What else did she have? Pecan. Always had to have a pecan pie there. And there'd usually be like one of those chocolate foo-foo pies.
Like
you know?
The chocolate, not pudding pie. What is that called? Yeah, my mom would do that too because mm-hmm. my cousin would like that. And
yeah,
my dad and,
somebody would prefer to have
yeah.
that. But then there would always be one mincemeat pie.
I've never had that.
I have never had it either.
It just doesn't sound appealing to me, which I know
doesn't
mean anything.
There
but...
are people who love bread pudding.
Yeah,
but
that doesn't
I just,
sound good.
For whatever reason, the name just turns
it
me
just
off.
It just sounds soggy and ugh.
Yeah, it just, to me, it just, anyway. So, and mincemeat kind of goes the same route. It might be the greatest thing in the world, and I'll probably never find out. Yeah, we're probably just missing on it. But because my grandfather's brother-in-law, what would that make him? A great uncle? Something like that. But anyway, he loved mincemeat
mm-hmm.
pie. And so my grandmother would always make a mincemeat pie.
Yeah.
And that
That's
would usually
nice.
Be about the only piece eaten out of it. Would
oh,
be
right.
that. Oh, yeah. Because nobody else really ate it.
So
he liked it.
Must be an acquired taste if he's the only one.
I don't know.
You know?
But for the people who were there, he was usually the only one. And he just loved it. And he would have. So she would make a whole pie.
Wow.
Just for that.
Yeah. That's what grandmas do.
They do.
You know?
I mean, that's the nice part. So let me try to count them up here. So we got, let's say, 2 pumpkin pies. We got a mincemeat. We got an apple. We got a cherry. We got a blueberry. We got a pecan. We got a chocolate cream pie.
Wow.
So that's 7 right there. And like I said, usually there was more than just 2 pumpkin pies.
Yeah.
You usually had a few more of those. And that's just the dessert.
Yeah. Jeez.
That's after.
Can't imagine the main course.
That's after you've eaten dinner. Oh. I couldn't do that today.
I can't today. I have to wait an hour or two and then, okay, now I'm ready for a little snack.
When we were kids and our metabolism was running at 180 miles
an
hour.
No problem. Give me 2, 3.
Oh, yeah. We'd used to show off how quickly we'd be hungry again after the first go around.
Yeah.
Because at our, we always ate, the main meal would be lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. You got to have your turkey and your dressing and your mashed potatoes and gravy. And we couldn't just stop with mashed potatoes and gravy. We had to have, like, potatoes O'Brien, you know, the cheesy potatoes. Mm-hmm. We had to have all kinds of other things, a green bean casserole.
And yeah.
Rolls and a relish tray because, you know, you got so much room for that. And then there always be all the Jell-O salads.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you have Jell-O salads all the time?
Yeah, I remember seeing a few Jell-O salads with, what is it? It's one I never really ate. It's peach with, like, marshmallows in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a cherry one there's usually around. And then there's always Watergate salad. Somebody had to make a Watergate salad, too, because, you know, you just have to have that.
I don't think I know what that one is.
Watergate with the pistachio pudding mix and stuff.
Maybe.
And you're not familiar with Watergate? It's greenish. Name, yeah. It's kind of lime green.
Yeah.
Fluffy? It's got the marshmallows and the nuts and stuff in it, walnuts in it, whatever else. But, yep, it's, you know, all the foo-foo stuff. You got to have that. And, of course, and then for some reason they still put cranberries out on the table.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a law that was passed at one time that you have to have cranberries when you have turkey. Not so much because there's so much of everything else there, too, you know. But yeah, oh, my goodness, all of that stuff. And that was the big meal. We'd eat that, you know, during the lunch. And then later on, usually 6 o'clock-ish or so, after we wake up from our nap.
Yeah.
Because that was just a given. But then we would always head back out, and then we'd have sandwiches. Yep. Then everything would come back out again. Stuff would be warmed up.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have a second go-around. Yeah. But instead of just turkey this time, it would be rolls out there to be made into sandwiches and stuff, too. So it was just one long day of eating.
I know, I can't wait. It's going
to
be great.
And you looked forward to it, but then as soon as it was over,
I know, you're just miserable.
I don't even want to eat on Friday.
But then you get better, and then you're ready to go again.
No, Friday was a no-eat day, because I can't. Now, we always did that at my grandparents' house. The one holiday we always had at Mom and Dad's house was New Year's, for whatever reason. I don't know why that was our holiday, but that I always really enjoyed, too, because then we made the turkey. And so we would spend the, you know, January 2nd picking turkey off the bones yet. And that's when we just take the thing back out of the fridge and sit there and just pick at it.
Yeah.
And we look like a bunch of vultures in the middle of the road. You know, that's kind of the way it went. That was fun, too. But, yeah, great times. And, you know, it's always fun when you get to do those kinds of things with family, too.
Yeah.
So what are you in charge of? What do you have to bring for food?
I usually bring just a side and a dessert.
Mm. What dessert?
I don't know. Well, I think...
Mincemeat pie.
No.
No.
It's this Reese's brownie cheesecake bar.
Mm.
It's decadent and deliciousness. And I have to, like, cut them into small squares because it does get pretty rich. But, oh, my gosh, it's so good.
See, we always pretty much stick to the traditional.
Yeah.
Turkey and dressing and fufu salads. Mm-hmm. You know, mashed potatoes and gravy, all that kind of stuff, and pies and things. We tend not to get too crazy when it comes to new things because, you know, it's an old holiday.
Yeah, that's true.
We always kind of like to do it that way. But I always enjoyed Thanksgiving because, let's face it, who doesn't? It's got the three big Fs, food, family, and football. I mean,
there you go.
How do you go wrong with Thanksgiving? I mean, my goodness, it's perfect. But I always enjoyed Thanksgiving because there's no pressure of gift giving and all that kind of stuff and the hectic nature of having to run around and find things for people and whatever. It's
a nice, lazy, relaxing food day.
Except for the person who has to do the dishes.
Well, yeah, that too.
Yeah, except for that. So. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of fun.
I vote paper plates.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I know you got some stuff to tell folks about. You want to dive in?
I sure do. There's a benefit in Grizzled for Mackenzie Schroeder. She's the daughter of Justin and Megan Schroeder. That's on Sunday, November 23rd from 11 to 1. And that's at the Grizzled Community Building. Mackenzie's having a heart surgery on December 2nd at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, so the funds raised will help with all costs associated with travel, lodging, and medical expenses. And then they'll be serving at the benefit Made Rights, beans, chips, drink, and dessert, and that's all for a free will donation. And also be a silent auction, and that's sponsored by the Grizzled Faith Lutheran Church. Again, that's a benefit for Mackenzie Schroeder, and that's on November 23rd from 11 to 1 at the Grizzled Community Building. The first ever Holiday Harvest Market is coming up November 24th. It starts at 4 at the Cass County Community Center. It's an event for the whole family to enjoy while shopping for seasonal flavors and stocking up just in time for your Thanksgiving dinner. The Harvest Market will encompass a variety of meat and dairy products, as well as winter greens and produce, farm fresh eggs, herbs, homemade pies, sweet and savory spreads, baked goods, handmade holiday gifts, and much more. And in addition, there'll be face painting for the kids, a recipe contest, student chefs, homemade mini chocolate chip cookies, and Granny's kettle corn available. And funding for this project is provided by the USDA Rural Enterprise Grant, sponsored by the Cass County Local Food Policy Council and Farmers Markets of Cass County, supported by the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce and Cass County Iowa State University Extension Office. You can contact Chelsea Edmondson at the Atlantic Chamber for more information. Again, it's the first ever Holiday Harvest Market, November 24th. That starts at 4 p.m. here in Atlantic at the Cass County Community Center. Over in Red Oak, there's a Red Cross Blood Drive November 24th. That is from 11:30 to 5:30, and that will be held at the Faith Community Church. Just a reminder, the Atlantic City Clerk's Office will be closed November 27th and 28th for the Thanksgiving holiday. Cottonwood Christmas will be held November 28th and 29th during Yule Fest at the Cottonwood Barn in Kimbleton from 10 to 5. They have several crafters and vendors available, and Snipers Barbecue will be there serving both days from 11 to 3, and then they'll be broadcasting the Hawkeye versus Nebraska game on TV. Some of the crafters and vendors include True Junk, it's chalk paint furniture, Simply Sweet, homemade candy and crafts. Vicki Anderson will have quilts and fabric crafts on Friday only. Pampered Chef, Jamboree Nails, Afton Avenues, Clothes and Accessories, 31, Cards by Mandy, we'll have homemade cards and gift tags, that's Saturday only, Christy Bassett, Art Glass Art on Saturday only, and Transformed Treasures, we'll have lots of Christmas decorations. There's also Scentsy, Mother Earth Shop, Garden Rustic Decor, and homemade items, Three Sisters Jewelry, which is homemade jewelry, and it's free admission, and there's door prizes, so it's Cottonwood Christmas, November 28th and 29th during Yule Fest at the Cottonwood Barn in Kimbleton, and both days that's from 10 to 5. Avoca Holidays on Main will be held on November 28th from 4 to 8, starting with the Reindeer Fun Run. They'll have Jingle Jog Walk from the fairgrounds to the library. It's about a half a mile, and that's followed by Live Santa's Reindeer. You'll have pictures available. Antique Fire Truck with live Dalmatians and free s'mores. Stick Reindeer Races for the kids, which is for 2 through 10, ages 2 through 10. Living Nativity at the Sail Barn. Dancers performing, bell choir, and memory tree at the Vocal Library. Make It, Take It, Ornament Crafts, an Ugly Sweater Contest. Hayrack Rides and a Free Will Donation Soup Supper at the American Legion. Also, many of the businesses will be open with snacks and giveaways and drawings, and you can check out their Facebook page for Avoca, Iowa, Holidays on Main for details. It's a great time for the entire family, so join them November 28th, the Avoca Holidays on Main from 4 to 8. Shelby Lutheran Church Women's Appleskever Supper will be held on December 3rd from 4 to 7. A Red Cross Blood Drive will be held in Panama from noon to 6 at that St. Mary's Parish Center, and that's on December 3rd. Iowa State University Extension and United States Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency will be hosting a Farm Bill meeting. They've got a couple of them going on. There's one on December 3rd from 9:30 to 11:30. That's at the Corning Community Building. And then on December 4th from 9:30 to 11:30 at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. Then on December 4th from 1:30 to 3:30 at the Cass County Community Center. And again, that's from 1:30 to 3:30 here in Atlantic. Red Cross Blood Drive will be held in Red Oak on December 5th from 8 to 2, and that's at the Red Oak High School. Also, Red Cross Blood Drive in Shelby on December 6th from 7:30 to 12:30. That's at the Cardinal Lofts. And you can call Red Cross Blood Drive to schedule your appointments on that also. Also, just a reminder, the Anita Child Care Center, they're holding their 6th annual silent auction during the Anita Christmas Walk on December 7th from 4 to 7. They are still accepting donations. The silent auction is to help raise money for our early childhood and after-school care programs. And the Anita Child Care is still currently accepting the donations. And if you'd like to donate, you can contact Christy Berg at 641-745-7341. and auction items will be accepted up until the day of the auction. And the Anita Child Care Center has obtained their 501c3 nonprofit status, which means that your donation is fully tax deductible. So get your donations into the Anita Child Care Center for their 6th annual silent auction that's held during the Christmas walk on December 7th from 4 to 7.
It's a lot of stuff.
Yes, it is.
Oh, so much to go through and so little time. Tell you what, let's take a quick break and we'll continue with some of the other activities going on in the coming days right after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, some more stuff, too. You touched on a little bit of what's going on during Yule Fest up in the Danish villages. It's the 36th anniversary of Yule Fest coming up on Friday, November 28th, and Saturday, November 29th. But they got so much going on. Oh, my goodness. In two little towns, so much happening. But let's see, just look through some of the things. You mentioned the Cottonwood Christmas event. Also, there's, there's the Main Street Country Boutique. Bestemore's House, the museum, the windmill, all of those places, the regular locations that folks like to visit, those will all be open. The New Century Art Guild galleries will be open. There will also be the Polar Run will go on. There'll be the Countryside Vines and Wines will be available for some tasting if you want to stay warm. The Yule Fest concert, Saturday, November 29th at 7 p.m. That'll be at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. There's a Prairie Christmas at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church. There's the Old Danish Workshop. There's the Museum of Danish America, as we mentioned. The Genealogy Center will be available. And there's free pancakes and sausage, sponsored by the Better Elkhorn Club. And there's all kinds of, things going on during the course of Yule Fest this year. If you just go to the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimbleton, you can just park the car and wander, and you'll find lots of different things. Tons of food, good drinks. Lots of things happening during the course of. So, again, that's Friday the 28th, Saturday the 29th. They get the Christmas season started right after we move past Thanksgiving. And when you start talking about Christmas things, we have a lot of Christmas things starting to pile up on us now. The Messina Historical Society Christmas Luncheon will be held on December 6th at the Cam Middle School. The viewing of the tables will begin at 10:30 a.m. with a Christmas cookie tins for sale. The luncheon starts from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The theme this year is the country school era. So if you bring a story or pictures of your time in either the Messina or Victoria Township's country schools, then you get $1 off your meal. And any country school teacher who comes gets their meal for free. So they ask all folks in the Historical Society to participate and have fun. That's coming up on December 6th. Also, the Anita Walk Through a Winter Wonderland will be December 7th. That's a Sunday. There'll be a recipe walk from 5 to 7 p.m. where you'll be able to sample food and drinks at a number of different businesses. The vendor fair at the Anita Community Center is from 4 to 7 p.m., so it's a chance to do some holiday shopping all in one place. There'll be the live nativity scene at the Anita Livestock Auction from 4 to 4:30. The Anita Legion Soup Supper will be served until they run out, starting at 4 o'clock. The Anita Child Care Silent Auction at the Anita Community Center from 4 to 7. From 5 to 7 is Kids Crafts and Santa at the Anita Public Library. From 5 o'clock on is the CAM Music and Band Department performing at the Bandshell Park. And then the Luminaries on Chestnut Street in Anita will be from 5 to 8 p.m., and that's always a nice sight. The Anita Town and Country Club will be selling their cookbooks at the Anita Community Center as well. There'll be tickets available for a 50-50 drawing. And the Anita Food Pantry is also collecting toys for local children in need. So you can drop those off at the community center anytime after 3 o'clock on Sunday, December 7th. So lots of opportunities for folks to enjoy the holidays in Oneida. Also, the 19th annual Adair Festival of Trees will be December 6th and 7th. That's sponsored by the Adair Women's Club and the Adair Library Board. And that'll be Sunday, December 6th. I mean, that's Saturday, December 6th from 1 to 8 p.m. And then Sunday, December 7th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Adair Community Center. And that's in conjunction with the annual Holiday Extravaganza and the Lions Soup Supper. So the proceeds from the event will provide scholarships for Adair Casey High School graduates. They've given out over $18,300 worth of scholarships to 122 students so far through that program. So they've had real good participation on both ends.
Yeah.
Folks helping to generate some money and folks helping to use that money wisely. Now, some other things coming up, too. The St. Peter's Country Fest will be held at St. Peter's Hall in Defiance. That's a fundraising event on Saturday, November 29th. From 7 p.m. until midnight, Brad Morgan will be the opening act from 7 to 8:30, and then from 9 to midnight, the group Maiden Dixie will be playing. It's $15 in advance or $20 at the door. Doors open at 6 at St. Peter's Hall in Defiance, and they do offer a special VIP pass for only $60 as well. They show tickets. It's a meet and greet with the band, a photo with the band, also some other things as well. So an opportunity for you to enjoy the St. Peter's Country Fest, the fundraising event at St. Peter's Hall in Defiance. Again, 7 to midnight, Saturday, November 29th is the date for that event. Another fundraising event coming up, it's the third annual Nick Beyer Pool Tournament. That'll be on Saturday, December 6th at the Fireside Lounge. Pool, dart, and poker tournaments will be held. You can pre-register at the Fireside or sign up begins at 9 a.m. There'll be darts and pool starting at 10 a.m. sharp, and the poker event starts at 1 o'clock. $15 is the entry fee for the darts, $25 for pool, $30 for poker, and they're limited to 32 pool players, so you better get signed up quickly. Lunch is provided for the players, $5 per plate for the non-players. DJ Sugar will be doing karaoke starting around 9 p.m. There'll be a 50-50 drawing that day as well, and there'll be an auction for a Joe Dirt Bear and a T-shirt quilt at 6 p.m. There'll be a toy drive starting now through December 6th, where new toys can be dropped off at the Fireside as well. And all the proceeds from that event will go to the Atlantic Police Department's Shop with a Cop program. Nice way to remember a fella,
yeah,
by doing a lot of nice very things nice for other people. Now, if you do have any questions, you can contact Martha Beyer. She can answer any and all questions that you might have. That's the third annual Nick Beyer, I guess they knew him as Joe Dirt, pool tournament. Saturday, December 6th, and that's at the Fireside Lounge. It sounds like they've got activities all day long to participate in, so lots of things happening there. Whew, all right. Anything else? Oh, hey, there's a couple other things we wanted to talk about, too. First of all, coming up on Saturday, November 29th, is the first in a Cass County concert series that's coming up. Thanksgiving weekend at the Cass County Community Center, they're going to have the band Outlaw Jim and the Whiskey Benders. And no, don't start the rumor. That's not me.
It's not you.
It's not me.
That's probably a good thing, right?
Outlaw Jim and the Whiskey Benders. And the doors open at 7 p.m. The band starts at 8:30. Tickets are $25 at the door or $22 if you get them online at MidwestTix.com. And you can learn more about that, too, by going online to CassCountyConcertSeries.com and find out a whole lot more. Outlaw Jim and the Whiskey Benders. They do a lot of touring regionally, from what I understand, and it's kind of traditional country music. It's more traditional.
The older stuff.
It's not the bro country you hear a lot of today. Right. You know, a lot of the country music today sounds really more like pop,
yeah,
you know,
it does.
Pop music. But yeah, a lot of traditional stuff. And so yeah, you get a have a good, it's a cowboy kind of time.
Yeah.
So have a good time, get the boots on, grab the hat, have a good time with Outlaw Jim and the Whiskey Benders. That's the first in a series of concerts. Sponsored by Cass County Concert Series. That's the Cass County Community Center, Saturday, November 29th. Again, doors open at 7. Band will start at 8:30. They'll have food and drink there available as well. So lots of opportunity. And one other thing I guess I wanted to throw in here, too, that I almost forgot. The Cass County Conservation Board is teaming up with boards in Sac and Carroll counties to offer a trip to Minnesota. Ooh. Hey, it's cold, it's winter, it's snowy. Let's go somewhere.
Let's go to Minnesota.
Okay, let's go north. Yeah, going to go to the Duluth area in Minnesota. They're going to tour some places there and see the world-famous Sac-Zim Bog and enjoy lots of bird watching. Great gray owls, northern hawk owls, the snow owl, just a few owls that they'll be watching, all kinds of different birds they have listed here. It's a real treasure trove of different types of birds. It's an avian adventure. It's going to be Friday, February 16th through Monday, January 19th. Now, this is actually pretty good. The registration cutoff date is December 31st, but the cost is $480 for a single. Now, that's if you get your own room by yourself. Okay. Double occupancy, though, it's $322.50 per person. I don't think that's too bad a price. What do you get for that? You get deluxe motor coach transportation. You're getting three nights of hotel rooms. You're getting the guides, one lunch, and snacks and refreshment on the bus, all paid for with that. And if you'd like to see the full itinerary or get some registration information, you can call Laura Canning, the Cass County naturalist, at her office, or they have some information nights set up around the county, too. On December 1st, they'll be at the Lewis Library at 5 o'clock, on December 8th at the Anita Library at 6 o'clock, and December 9th at the Atlantic Public Library at 5 o'clock. And I tell you, if you want to learn more, go to the Daily Diary page at KJAN.com, and we included a link on there where you can actually click on that link where you're seeing those different events, the public information nights, to go to their page online so you can see more details about that event, too. So, yeah, check it out. It might be something just for you.
Yeah.
All right, you got some birthdays.
I do. I'd like to wish happy birthday to Margaret Wigg of rural Harlan, celebrating her 90th birthday. They're going to have an open house and a card shower in her honor on Sunday, November 23rd from 2 to 4 at the American Legion Building in Harlan. And friends and relatives are invited to attend. If you can't make it, you can send her a card to 1150th Street in Harlan, 51537. And she has 7 grandchildren and 8 grandchildren. So happy birthday to Margaret Wigg of rural Harlan, celebrating her 90th birthday with an open house on Sunday, November 23rd from 2 to 4 at the American Legion Building in Harlan. Lawrence Eskov of Elkhorn will mark his 94th birthday on November 30th, and his children are planning a card shower in his honor, and he's a resident of the Salem Lutheran Home. You can send him a card to the Salem Lutheran Home, 2027 College Avenue in Elkhorn, Iowa, 51531. Again, that's Salem Lutheran Home, 2027 College Avenue, Elkhorn, Iowa, 51531. Happy 94th birthday to Lawrence Eskov of Elkhorn, celebrating his birthday on November 30th. Also, happy birthday to Grace Schettinger of Manila, celebrating her 80th birthday on November 23rd. And her family is requesting a card shower in her honor. And you can send her a card to 2976 320th Street in Manila, Iowa, 51454. And she has 40 grandchildren and 23 great-grandchildren. So happy birthday to Grace Schettinger of Manila, celebrating her 80th birthday on November 23rd.
How many pies do you think they have to make at that celebration?
That is definitely a lot of pies. Also, over the Salem Lutheran Home, coming from the Salem Lutheran Home, wishing, again, Lawrence Eskov a birthday, happy birthday on November 30th. And over at the Exira Care Center, happy birthday to Ruth Olson, celebrating her birthday on November 26th.
Very good. I have a couple of anniversaries here to share with you as well. There's a 25th wedding anniversary card shower being planned for Rick and Nancy Nelson of Elliott. They'll be celebrating this week on November 25th. So if you'd like to send cards to Rick and Nancy Nelson, you can send them to Box 92, Elliott, Iowa, 51532. Congratulations to the Nelsons. Also, I have a 50th wedding anniversary wish going out to Clarence and Karen Brinker of Harlan. They'll be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary on Saturday, November 29th, beginning with a Mass at 5 p.m. at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia, and that'll be followed by an open house reception from 6 to 9 p.m. at the St. Boniface Parish Center. So congratulations to them. Their actual anniversary date was the 21st of November, but they are celebrating again on November 29th, that's Saturday, with a Mass at 5 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia, and they'll follow that up with the open house reception 6 to 9 at St. Boniface Parish Center. Congratulations and happy anniversary to Karen and Clarence Brinker of Harlan.
Very nice.
No babies to tell you about here this week. I just was going to tell you real quick, turkeys. There's all kinds of ways to prepare turkeys for the holidays. Yeah. But what if you forget? What if you have a frozen turkey and you forget? You wake up Thanksgiving morning and think, oh, horror, I forgot to thaw out my frozen turkey.
We're having
tacos. Barb Fuller, the human sciences specialist in nutrition and health with Iowa State University Extension, she told me, she said, you know, actually, she's done it before. You can cook it straight from frozen.
Really?
You can take the turkey and prepare it frozen and put it straight into the oven. You just have to cook it about 1.5 times what it's what you'd normally cook it. So it's still doable.
It's possible.
Still doable. Yeah. That's all the time we have for you this weekend. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.